ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of الصحيفة السجادية for الإمام علي بن الحسين زين العابدين عليه سلام الله. We go to the part where the Imam asks Allah and seek refuge in Him from the sleep of heedlessness, sinatil ghafla, being unaware. We spoke about ghafla in many episodes. Now we want to talk about the dangers of ghafla itself when a person is unaware and heedless of Allah and what's to come. And we said it is one of the diseases of the heart that we need to treat, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even when we send prophets and messengers, they do not take lessons. And Allah, when He talks about the prophet in chapter Yasin, verse 6, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاءُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. So you can go warn a group of people that their parents weren't warned, but sadly, they are in the state of heedlessness. The first danger of heedlessness and ghafla is the fact that it will cause our distractions. That on the day of judgment, I will lose everything. My entire existence, which is eternal, will be lost and condemned to hellfire. So when a person is heedless and he's ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will transgress and he will commit sins. And then he will go in the path of shaitan. And then all of a sudden, one day he will wake up and realize that, where am I? Everything is done. Everything is taken from me. And that will destroy everything. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana. رَبَّنَا
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. In chapter Al-A'raf, verse 135, Allah says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْسَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوا إِذْهُمْ يَنْكِثُونَ He's talking about the people of Fir'aun. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ We have destroyed them. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ We made them drown. فِي الْيَمِّ In the river. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا You know that they denied our ayat. وَكَانُوا عَنَا غَافِلِينَ And they were heedless of it. And we spoke about this ayah in previous episodes. So being a ghafil, being heedless, will definitely destroy my dunya and my akhirah. Another danger that comes from heedlessness is that we will be deprived from the beauties that Allah has offered us in this world and in the hereafter. Yet, when ghafla, heedlessness, takes over my heart or a person's heart, then he will live a life of a mule, a life of an animal. Actually, worse than that, Because an animal just eats and drinks and whatever because it's programmed to do that. A human being has a brain, he has intellect, he needs to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-A'raf, verse 179, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. And we have thrown so many people of jinn and humans in hell. Why, O Allah, he says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts that they could never think with and contemplate with. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يَبْصُرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes that do not see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears that do not hear with. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. These people, we've given them all these tools, a brain, eyes, and ears, but they don't use them. So they are as equal as an animal, because an animal sees and hears, but he cannot comprehend. All animals care about is their food and desires, animalistic desires. That's what they care about. A person couldn't become in this state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's as if he takes this back and he says, كَلَ الْعَامِ. No. Actually, they are worse off. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. But they are worse off. Why, O Allah, are they like this? And Allah continues to give me the answer. But first, let's take a short break and then listen to the answer.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So Allah in Al-A'raf verse 179, he was talking about people who bring themselves down to an animalistic level. And Allah says, actually, they are worse off because animals don't have intellect. So let's not oppress the animal kingdom here. And Allah says, this happens because أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Those are the ones who are heedless of their afterlife, of the fact that they have to face me. When they don't think about me and facing me and their afterlife, then obviously they are so much into this world that they cannot see anything else. So even Allah has given me the tools to be aware, the tools to realize where I am, but I'm not using them. Allah again says in chapter Al-Ahqaf, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً. We gave them hearing, eyesight, and intellect. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعَهُمْ. Their hearing did not benefit them. وَلَا أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Nor did their eyesight. وَلَا أَفْئِدَتِهِمْ. Nor their intellect. All this did not do them any good. إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. They neglected, they disobeyed, they left everything behind them when it comes to Allah and His signs. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Now all these things that they used to make a mockery of, it's what's surrounding them, it's what capturing them, it's what keeping them hostages in hell. So brothers and sisters, this is a very dangerous situation to be in. That God forbid that I might forget or become in a state of heedlessness and ghafla, that Allah looks at me as an animal, but worse than an animal. And he says, all these things that I've given you, sight and hearing and intellect, it in fact, it did not benefit you at all. You did not use them. All you cared about is how to eat and how to drink and how to sleep and how to enjoy yourself. So we need to wake up so we don't bring ourselves to this level. That's why Imam Zain al-Abidin asks Allah for refuge from heedlessness. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را